This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been 20 years since an American woman gymnast has won the all-round competition at the Olympics. Yesterday it happened. 16-year-old Carly Patterson of Allen, Texas, captured the gold in Athens. She's the first American to win the prestigious event since Mary Lou Retton in 1984. Christine Brennan of USA Today was at that event. And Christine, how did Carly Patterson win?
She did it, Steve, by mastering the balance beam, something that she'd had real trouble with at the Olympic trials. This was one of those grand moments in sports where she literally had to go to the event that was the most trouble for her just 6 weeks ago and nail the event. And she did that beautiful routine on the balance beam, the little 4.5-inch wide piece of wood that we all fall off of. Well, she was terrific on that, took the lead over the Russian diva Svetlana Korkina, and then kept that lead going into the final event, the floor exercise. In true dramatic fashion, Steve, Carly Patterson was the last one to compete on the floor exercise and also was perfect there. So the moment she ended, very much like a baseball team hitting a home run in the bottom of the ninth, she knew she was the Olympic gold medalist.
So does she get on a Wheaties box like Mary Lou Retton did?
It's a very different situation. You mentioned Mary Lou Retton. First time in 20 years an American woman has won this most prestigious of gymnastics titles. The difference here, in the positive way for Carly Patterson, is that she was competing against the entire world. Mary Lou Retton, of course, was competing at a boycotted Olympics in Los Angeles. So Carly Patterson beat everyone. Mary Lou Retton did not. But the other fact of this, of course, is that Carly Patterson did this grand feat on foreign soil, whereas Mary Lou Retton vaulted into our hearts in Los Angeles. So my sense is that Carly Patterson will not have anywhere near the marketing appeal as Mary Lou Retton, but she's going to be on a first-name basis with the United States for a long time to come.
All right. Well, that doesn't seem quite fair, but in any event, American gymnasts seem to be doing okay. Paul Hamm also won the all-round gold medal in the men's side.
Who knew that the United States was this individual gymnastics juggernaut? You know, this is the result of a couple things. One, of course, I call it the Mary Lou Retton bump or bounce. 1984, she wins the gold. Carly Patterson was born in 1988. Many of the women on the U.S. team were born in 86, 87, 88. Their moms got them into gymnastics with these very pleasant thoughts of Mary Lou Retton. So that makes sense on the women's side. The men's side, the United States men have never been this good. And it kind of defies all logic because U.S. gymnastics programs at college are being cut. And the reality is that these guys are hanging on, and they're kind of the last survivors of a program, gymnastics, that has been a bit down in the United States on the men's side.
Does that suggest that this success will not be repeated in future years?
I don't know that Paul Hamm winning the gymnastics title here sends a whole bunch of moms and dads with their little boys to gymnastics camps. I don't see that happening. I think there's just too much competition in the U.S. marketplace and U.S. sports landscape, soccer, Little League Baseball. So I don't know that I see this carrying over for boys the way Mary Lou Retton's victory 20 years ago carried over for girls.
I want to ask about one other sport. In the pool, there was a flap over a turn in the backstroke race. Aaron Pearsall won the gold medal, but not without some controversy.
You're right about that. Aaron Pearsall had been talking a few days ago about illegal turns by a Japanese gold medalist, and now the tables were turned on him. He's a backstroker, and when they come to the wall, they actually turn over to their front for a moment, of course. That makes sense. To do a flip turn, you have to go from your back to your front.
To turn around, and to go the other direction in the pool.
To go the other direction for the next 50 meters. Well, one lone judge flagged him for doing an illegal turn, for being theoretically on his stomach too long. It's very technical. And it's all visual. It's all just one man's or one woman's opinion. What happened, of course, is the judge did not explain it well and did not follow any of the rules to file a protest. The United States, of course, counter-protested once Aaron Pearsall was disqualified. That was overturned, and he has the gold medal.
Christine, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today, and she's in Athens.